role and having like two people be like, no, I think that he totally didn't know, or like he did know, or well, they were like debating whether you just.
I don't know if it's 100% necessary that each story on the app needs to have seven different options to click through.
Right.
If you just have two options.
Yeah, two options, it's fine. Oh, see what he, you know, you've got your courtesy of it, so see what ESPN said, and then see what Manti said in a press conference or whatever. You know.
Or you just have the Skip Bayless.
Right. You just have him yell.
Between Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Have those two go at it, right?
And that was really funny.
That would be
it. Don't put them on.
If you want to see Stephen A.'s snarty response, click here. Yeah. I would definitely
if you want to see him not listen and just sit like this.
Watch every video.
You guys aren't big Stephen A. fans.
No, I don't care.
Just
no,
I don't like Skip Bayless.
I think it's entertaining.
I like seeing them, both of them kind of go at
together,
it.
Together.
Yeah. I think they're poor man. They're a poor man's Kornheiser and Wilbon.
Yeah.
I've actually met Mike Wilbon before, too. And really? He's amazing. Amazing person.
I thought it was funny today that, what's the guy's name? Mark lectured us.
Oh, yeah.
Orbit?
Yeah, he mentioned the Dallas Times Herald, which is a paper that's not around anymore, and Skip Bayless was like the lead sports writer for that paper way back when.
I wish I would have been able to read some of that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they were on the SMU case, and then Skip Bayless called Troy Aikman gay in one of his articles, so Troy will like never talk to him ever again. It's pretty cool. It's a good time.
I'm going to look this up, actually.
Yeah.
Can I add something to that?
Go for it.
I know this is like news, but mm-hmm. like the QE thing I was telling you earlier, like also like stats. I want to know like what happened in a game.
Fuck
so, I know that that's like very like into sports, but highlights and stuff like that.
But having the option to have that sent to you too. Like, if I'm not into sports, I don't have to click it.
Mm-hmm. But I feel that's what ESPN's for. Like, literally, they'll break down everything about every game. If you want to go there, you go there. And they will break down every little
thing. But if someone's going to go to Newsy and you're a Newsy customer, you want to retain as many people as you can. You don't want them leaving to go get their sports
stuff.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So, for Newsy's sake, you would want that there, but everyone's going to go to ESPN because they just assume they're going to
have. But I feel like Newsy's more for stories. Like, you want those stories. I mean, if you want stats, Yeah,
that's what you.
You don't necessarily need a box score on Newsy, you know.
So differing opinions is what we have. You said you would like to see that, but at the same time, if Newsy had something like that, then it's not separating itself too much from ESPN.
I mean, most news channels when they do sports, they put a little stat. Like if someone had a good game, they'll put his stat, which is like normally what you need. But I mean, if you really want to get in depth, ESPN will break down pretty much anything you want. And they've been doing that for a long time.
So first, this app did that too. You wouldn't use it?
I guess I'm brand loyal to you.
It's all right.
I mean, say that ESPN comes to mind. Like when you think of certain things, when you go to a certain website for so long, that's where you go to get like the specific news.
Yeah, but
If it's done better, then who's to say that I wouldn't change? But I also am like, and loyalty thing with you.
So you would make sure you would still go to ESPN for that type of stuff.
I don't think anyone's ever gonna do
that. Right.
I would look at
it would be
too,
tough
but
to.
I would also look at ESPN.
Yeah.
Probably first.
I feel that's like a minor thing, you know, because really you're there for the story. You want to know what people's opinions about. You know, is Tim Tebow the most annoying person ever, or is Tim Tebow a guy?
And you make a point. I mean,
like I don't want to know what.
I guess we're getting on the Newsy thing, we're serving a different purpose, you know, multi-source news analysis.
If there's a controversy, a sports controversy, that's where I think Newsy would really take over.
Yeah.
So whenever there's a conflict or whenever...
Because that's what this is about. This is about being able to select... I mean, Newsy's all about, you know, being an aggregate and taking multiple sources and seeing what all these different sources and sides of the story are saying. A box score is a box score. It's simple. There's no opinion in that. But whether or not Tebow should be quarterbacking the Jets, well, you've got probably two New York stations saying yes. You've got a Denver state or saying no. You got a Denver station saying yes. You got ESPN saying whatever. So it adds. I mean, that's when I think this app could come in handy for sports is when there's a story with in depth with options, as opposed to a simple box score.
Something that appeals
to options for you know you watch a story about Tim Tebow and then you see how many. You know, completions he had, how many yards he threw, or...
I feel that's a small audience, though, who would want that, honestly. That's my opinion. I don't think a lot of people that read it, I want to know Tim Tebow's stats. I just want to know what people think about it. I mean, if you're a sports guru, you've heard of ESPN. And so you normally get all your